Starfield gets delayed alongside a new trailer, Dr. Disrespect doubles down on his blockchain game, and Discord integration is finally available on PS5. All this and more on this week's episode of Checkpoint. And we are live.
Welcome back to Checkpoint, brought to you by Strictly Casual, your number one show, bringing you important news and breaking down the biggest stories in the gaming industry. I'm one of your hosts, James Jimmy Jams Walmer, with my incredible co-host, the spiciest meatball in gaming, Vincent DeSanti Santis. Audio listeners, thank you. You can find us on YouTube at youtube.com/strictlycasual. Please hit us with a rating on audio platforms and subscribe. Helps us out a lot. Vincent, what else is going on the channel? We got some uploads going up this week.
Last of Us finale is Sunday. Ryder and I will be doing a review of that on Monday, I believe, because Sunday is also the Oscars, which is just a crazy busy day. So I'm sure next week we might have some Oscar wrap-up thing going on. Not really 100% sure. Our Oscar video prediction video we did for Freeze Frame this week did really, really well, which was awesome, because that is the kind of content that I am most interested in doing on the channel. Mm-hmm. So it was really cool to see that do well. So I don't know, next week, couple things big. I mean, Oscars, I'd say, is a moment where, even though some people aren't excited for the award show, something usually happens that is talked about widely, I guess. So should be interesting, although I'm very excited to see the awards as well. It'll be great. James, you're wearing the Kirky Siggy crew neck today, and I absolutely love it.
I'm wearing the Kirkland Signature crew neck. Gotta rep the Kirk Sig.
Are you shopping at Costco out there in New York City?
No.
No.
Are you kidding me? How am I gonna get Costco sized things to my door?
I don't know, James, where's the nearest Costco to you? Is it far?
It's like 30 minutes. But okay. Probably 45. I gotta transfer trains. I gotta go all the way down to Red Hook.
Okay.
And then probably take a bus too. Two trains and a bus.
It's an all day experience. Like an hour to go.
It's a whole day thing. It would be like wake up early on Saturday, go, and they don't open until 10 a.m.
This is the difference between a New Yorker and Vincent DeSantis. Okay, and the big difference is that trip feels like it would take my entire day, but like to the average New Yorker, that's a Tuesday
that's an
morning.
Afternoon.
Yeah, that's a Tuesday.
That's
afternoon.
Tuesday morning. You get up, you go, come back at like 12:01.
Yeah,
and then you get going to whatever else you got to do.
Yeah.
I will say, apparently the move is to get Instacart and use your Costco membership on Instacart.
That's smart.
Get other people to do that for you.
That's super smart. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do they just deliver it to your door type of deal?
Yeah.
I imagine Instacart in New York City would be hell. Like, I would not want to be an Instacarter in New York City.
Like working for Instacart?
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
I'm sure. I'm sure it's booming out there. I wouldn't want to go an hour and a half to get my groceries, you know?
No.
No shot.
I mean, most people just don't shop at Costco.
No. Yeah. You're shopping at your local as close as you can.
Shopping local, going to TJ's, Whole Foods.
God, Trader Joe's. It's the best.
Mm-hmm.
But you aren't here to talk about grocery stores. You're here to hear about this week's news and games. James, let me bring this first one to you. Here's what we got. The conversation around NFT and blockchain games has been too much. Anything that involves that conversation is too much. So but it's died down a little bit.
Well, it's kind of reinvigorated. Yeah.
I would say. Yeah. I mean, Square Enix doubling down. Square Enix CEO is doubling down, saying he's still doing.
But we heard about that like maybe 2-3 months ago.
Yeah, but he said something again about it, like that he's still going hard, even though we've seen a lot of other companies drop off. I've seen, this is interesting to me at least, is there's a community-driven gaming social space app called Expand that launched about a year and a half ago, and I thought it had a lot of promise of like a lot of cool aspects of it. Well, they didn't get quite the momentum that they wanted. It is now a complete NFT thing, and I'm like, I just have no interest in being there anymore. It sucks. It was such a good idea, and I feel like that was the wrong direction that really put the nail in the coffin versus like expanding on what they already had. That was pretty funny. So here's what we got this week from Dr. Disrespect. This comes from The Gamer, but also his Twitter. I saw a lot of conversation about this on Twitter. So I'm going to read Dr. Disrespect's tweets. As some context here, he's making a game called Dead Drop, which is by his own studio called Midnight Society, and it is being worked on by ex-Call of Duty developers, and like there's a lot of talent working on Dead Drop to be a promising game, and they have an interesting way of chopping out segments that they release to the public to playtest throughout the development process so that people always understand kind of what's going on and how it's playing and how it's getting better, which is interesting. But yeah. Dr. Disrespect tweets, he says, imagine trying to extract with an item you discovered worth $100,000 on the chain. Think about entertainment value as a viewer, let alone a player. A new PvP experience is upon us. The concept of digital collectibles in an online game is so exciting to me, especially an extraction type game. People saying scam and ugh are just brain dead headline followers. Same people that spend a ton on skins for an annual release game. Same skins everyone has too. Which is fighting words for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this initial tweet?
I think it's, I'm saying, let him cook. Let him cook.
Sure. You want to let him cook.
I kind of want to let him cook.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think having an extraction style game like The Division with loot that actually has, I mean, not real world, but has weight to it, has actual fiscal weight to it, is kind of exciting to me. It gives me big like Colosseum vibes of like big gambling arena vibes which is kind of exciting. I don't, is it good, is it morally good? Right, I don't know. But it's exciting.
Okay, let's get into this next point and then let's uncover another thing here. Someone random responds and says, I don't understand the value of having a digital item being stored client side on a blockchain versus an item being stored server side, i.e. CSGO skins. Do you think you could elaborate on why the value of blockchain items exceeds traditional means? And Disrespect says, multiple game / platform functionality. Imagine having a digital collectible that has functionality in a completely different game that comes out 7 years later. Right? So having some sort of skin or something that is... He went on, other people said like, oh, you could pass it down generations. Like you earn something in a game and you're... child is also using that item in when they play a game later on. I'm like, I don't really see that being real or happening.
I don't see that just because I don't see continuity of games going for that. Like, I understand I see different games, but I don't know how that works with the licensing issue.
No idea.
I don't know how that works with different publishers and developers.
Yeah.
And having rights to whatever skins. I feel like it's trying to create a different system of like external.
Yeah.
Skins, external things to these IPs and developers and all of those agreements, but I don't think that's how it works. I could be wrong.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Disrespect is in the game development world now, so maybe he knows.
Yeah. I mean, but, and he always has been, even before streaming. He worked on Call of Duty and all that kind of stuff prior to...
Oh, wow. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's a level designer at Infinity Ward for years, which is pretty crazy.
Wow.
So... It's tough too, because we got another response here that said this would be a horrible gaming experience. Well, you're trying to create a good viewing experience, because not that like oh yeah, you have this like financially valuable item and you lose it, sucks, so I guess I gotta drop in, do something else. It's that, how are you going to stop cheating, scamming, and any of this in the actual game? Like, who would want to even try to go for something that's this expensive or pay for something this expensive that you own or whatever it is, if the game is like breachable by in any means? Like if there's any sort of, if the game isn't perfectly tuned and all this kind of stuff, nobody's going to want to put money in like that. Right.
Right.
Except for like Dr. Disrespect hype beasts or something.
Yeah. And I think a game with this caliber of, I mean, if it's like $100,000 in a game, then I feel like it's only going to attract people with the best cheating software. It's going to attract the hackers, because they're going to want the most surefire way to get a hold of that dough.
I think, it's kind of crazy. I'm not like, I think it's interesting. I saw this one streamer, Goliathan, who's, I really like this guy. He was like grilling Dr. Disrespect on a bunch of different things of like feasibly, like, as a player and stuff. Like, I don't understand how this would make sense, this and this and this. But at the end, he's like, Doc, like, you're a pioneer. Like, I might not agree with everything, but, like, I can't wait to see, like, whatever this is and however the outcome is. And I think that's the mindset to have, to be honest, is, like, you should be skeptical and you should be asking questions because there's nothing that has done this successfully yet. Like, nothing at
but
all.
But no one's done it.
Yeah, but there's been other, like, NFT-type games or, like, stuff like that that are gimmicky and not really a game. It does seem like he's creating a game with this integration. So I think it's worth looking at, not worth buying into yet. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd say the same.
But I think it's interesting. I think it's fascinating. And
I don't think I'll ever buy into this, to be honest. Like, it's a
why not?
If it's meant to be a viewing experience, then I'm a view.
But it's a free-to-play game.
Free-to-play. But
it's just the game. It's a Tarkov-type game. In a, I don't know. It's
also,
a vertical
that's just not
game.
My type of game.
Yeah, me neither. Not really. Yeah,
I just don't play those. I mean, I play Apex sometimes, but
yeah,
that's about as far as I go.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. Should be interesting. We'll see. Yeah, I'm wondering because it's, remember we talked about this a long time ago, that Dr. Disrespect's creating a game and 100 Thieves is working on a game too, and they're like very similar in scope. They want these games to be like esports types games, like created by an independent thing that is like blows up on the esports scene type of deal. I don't think this would have any esports type of thing if it has NFTs in it, right? Like, I don't know. It seems like it would disqualify itself.
No, it would disqualify itself for sure.
But he probably doesn't think that. Dr. Disrespect probably doesn't like think that at all. It'll be really fascinating to see. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Yeah, very excited to see what... Can't wait to view
that game. The game's looking very polygonal right now.
What does that mean? What do you mean by that?
Like, it's just not finished. It's like just kind of blocky right now. There's no texture.
It's all
or anything.
Polygons.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? Is there screenshots?
Yeah. There's gameplay. It just doesn't look, it's not done. It's these vertical slices. Like, if you pay to be a supporter of this to like along the development cycle, every couple months they give you a vertical to play. Like, here's where the game's at. Here's exactly what you're paying for. Like, your money's going towards the development, and here's kind of what it's looking like. It's called Dead Drop from Midnight Society. Dead Drop? Something like that. What are you thinking? What are you seeing?
I'm seeing a board game.
What? Okay. Let me see. Midnight Society.
I didn't type in Midnight Society. That's probably why.
Dead Drop gameplay in 4K. Dr. Disrespect's new game. I think their last... Oh, it looks like March 17th will be the next snapshot. That's what they're called. And they say that this one is like the most visually impressive of the bunch so far. So we should get some real looky looks coming up. It looks very Hyperscape in its like costume design type of thing.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know.
Huh.
Should be interesting.
Okay.
All right. Moving on. Next story of the day, James. Get us into the clip.
In the clip. Let me know when you're... Oh, are you just going to take it out of here?
I'm ready. I got to pull it out anyways.
Yeah. Starfield gets delayed with a new trailer. Starfield, a big upcoming title for Microsoft on Bethesda, is getting a new release date today. Starfield has been delayed to the first half of 2023, and it will now arrive even later on September 6th. In a new video, game director Todd Howard says Bethesda and Microsoft will now hold a Starfield Direct event on June 11th to detail the game, saying, "This June, we're going to bring you into the studio and give you a deep dive in the game at our Starfield Direct. There's so much more we still have to show you." The dedicated Starfield showcase will follow Microsoft's annual Xbox showcase on Sunday, June 11th. Just for reference, Starfield was originally set to launch on November 11th, 2022, meaning that this is almost a full year delay for the game.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Pretty crazy.
I don't know what is going on behind the scenes at Bethesda with this game. I don't know what's causing the delay. I don't know if there's issues with the development cycle, with licensing. I don't know if Activision Blizzard plays into it, because even though they're not Activision Blizzard.
I'll tell you my guess.
Go for it.
I don't think this is like too far of a delay. This was, I mean, it's been delayed so many times, but since the previous delay, it was supposed to come out I don't know, September, I think. Now, or no, it was supposed to come out, I don't know, summer? And now it's coming out September. It's a couple months.
I don't know if it had a release date.
Oh, maybe, yeah, they were in that. No, I think they did give it a release date. Because they had that Starfield Direct, and they had that at the end of the, like, a new date there. I don't recall. Anyways, this game has to be good. Like, we are so far in where, like, if this game releases and it is not 8.5 and above, it's a failure for them, in a sense.
Yes. I think these games... Oh, it is. This is the first big Bethesda... Yep, the first big Bethesda exclusive on Microsoft on Xbox.
It cannot fail. It is the exclusive for the year. If they have another year where, like, it's a bad exclusive or that doesn't have a lot of exclusives for Xbox, it's going to be terrible. It's going to be terrible.
I mean, it's not done. They're not done, but it's going to be bad. It's going to be real bad.
For sure. I think that this game is probably damn near completion, and it's about polish, polish, polish. If they said they have hundreds of planets to explore, whatever, I'm sure most of them are procedurally generated or whatever. But, like, everything about it has to be good. It's been so long. It's going to be a shock.
This has to be the biggest sci-fi RPG. Not biggest in scope, but biggest in terms of impact.
Yeah, totally. In this little trailer, it was kind of like a CG-type trailer with, you know, space and black hole and all this kind of stuff. And then Todd Howard's talking. And in the background, everybody's playing Starfield. Every single shot, there's, like, things happen in the background, which is fun to, like, you know... I love seeing people zoom in, and they're like, I wonder if this is a mechanic in the game or, like, that sort of thing. But, you know, there's, like, the whoever your main character is walking alongside some, like, giant beasts. And I'm like, oh, this looks pretty cool. Like, this
those Starfield accounts on YouTube are going crazy.
They're going nuts.
Starfield,
right,
like, breakdowns where they're looking at every single screen in the background.
Totally.
Speculating every single thing. Yeah.
Exactly. James, I'm really excited for this game. I'm like, I'm okay with it getting delayed because I want it to be. Yeah, I want it to be good. I'm excited. Like, I'm considering picking up an Xbox for this, dude. Like, that's how excited I am.
Oh, my God. I remember we were talking when they initially revealed the gameplay at E3. We were both like, not E3, Summer Games Fest.
Yeah.
We were like, whoa, like, this is really cool. Like, we were both on that train of,
yeah,
we might pick up an Xbox for this. I've the hype has died down for me.
Totally.
Right now, there's
no
reason for me to buy an Xbox.
Also, if you have Verizon, you can get an Xbox Series S for $150 brand new. Isn't that insane?
Dude, I don't have Verizon. It's insane. Do you have Verizon, Vin?
I have Xfinity, which uses Verizon, so I can log into Verizon and try to get a deal.
I could slide you.
Maybe I can order multiple per account. That'd be pretty awesome.
We'll talk.
Anyways, that's another curveball I want to throw at you right now. We are seeing a lot of games that are not releasing, but, like, getting delayed because of the Xbox Series S's performance. Do you think Starfield's delay has a, like, this might be a reason for Starfield's delay? Maybe there's a lot of things and that could
because
be an issue.
Because the Xbox Series S's
not, like, powerful
graphical
enough.
Yeah.
It's graphical hindrance. Shit. I mean, we saw Hogwarts Legacy, for instance, which is, like, you know, that it's big, graphically large game. The PS4 and Xbox Series S version got, like, delayed for a long time.
Oh, my God.
Or no, it's the last gen version, but I think Series S got grouped in with that, if I recall correctly. Anyways, crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I'm wondering if other games are dropping it or stuff like that. Could be wild.
Wow. Yeah. I never even thought of that, to be honest. I didn't know this was going on.
Yeah. I'm going to double check on the Hogwarts Legacy thing right now. But I want to ask you, like, Starfield, let's say it comes out, great reviews, all this kind of stuff. Is there, like, a feature that would make you more excited about this game that we haven't heard about yet? Or do you have, like, anything kind of like that that would draw you in more than what you've already seen? Besides a Nemesis system.
The Nemesis system would be insane. I don't know. I'm expecting a very Bethesda Softworks game from this. I'm expecting the Fallout 4, the Fallout, like the Skyrim, like you go around, you just talk to people, and then you, like, have these combat encounters that, like, aren't that fun, but you're mainly just here for the story.
I wanted to break that mold.
Actions. I don't know if they are. This is a return to form. Like, the last game that did that was Fallout 4 back in, like, 2014. No, sorry, 2015? 2016?
Hmm.
But that was the last game they put out that kind of I mean, they did Fallout 76, which I guess is similar, but
yeah.
Regardless, like, we haven't had this in a while, and it scratches a very specific itch for a lot of people.
Sure. Yeah.
So I don't know if I don't think they'll veer far from the formula.
Right. Yeah. I just hope it's a big enough evolution on the formula. Because I feel like I've played these games. Like, I don't want to hop in and know what I'm getting.
You've played this before.
Like, I don't
played this game before.
You don't want that, James.
You played No Man's Sky and you've played Fallout New Vegas. Like, you're there.
Okay. Well, I hope to be proven wrong. Also, to correct myself, Hogwarts Legacy did come out on the Series S. It's the PS4 version and the Xbox One version that were delayed so far out. And the Switch version, no word on it, even though that was promised at launch to be have happened or to be happening and then got delayed, but no word on that. I don't think the Switch could handle it unless they do the control thing where they stream it. But
God, no.
Yeah, no shot. Anyways, I'm excited for Starfield, September 6th. I want a Series X for it, dude. I don't want a Series S for it, that's for sure. It's going to run at 30 frames, dipping into, you know, less than 1080. That's how that's going to go, for sure. All right. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for watching. If you want to watch this entire episode, it's episode 152. If you go on podcast platforms, type in Strictly Casual Checkpoint. Today, we talk about Starfield delay, Discord, PS5 update, Dr. Disrespect's controversial blockchain game, and much, much more. See you guys on the next one. Peace out. Beautiful. All right. Final big story of the day, James. What do we got?
Sony releases a new PS5 update. The Discord integration is finally here. Kind of. This comes from The Verge. Sony has released a new PS5 update that includes the highly anticipated Discord integration. Version 7 of the PS5 software is available for all consoles right now, allowing PS5 owners to join Discord calls on their console, keyword join calls, alongside improvements to 1440p resolution, the ability to transfer data between PS5 consoles, and a new option to use your voice to capture clips of your gameplay. PS5 owners will be able to use the Discord app on mobile or a PC to transfer a Discord call to their console. It's very similar to how Microsoft initially launched Discord support on Xbox last year, which means you can't directly access Discord servers on a PS5 without using a mobile device or a PC to transfer the call. The Discord integration is sleek, though. Once a call has been transferred, you can see your friends across Xbox, PC, and elsewhere in a call, and it exists on the PS5 dashboard like a party in a separate app until you terminate the call. Only voice calls are supported right now, so you won't be able to see any Discord chat messages or stream your console screen to the Discord call or view other Discord users' streams. The PS5 also gets some improvements to its 1440p mode with this update. Sony says 1440p has been expanded with variable refresh rate enabled for 1440p to add smoother visual performance in games. More modes and HDMI devices are now supported for 1440p. So if your monitor was missed during the initial 1440p rollout, it might just work now. Sony is improving its voice command support with this new update. PS5 owners are in the US and the UK. They can now say, "Hey PlayStation, capture that," to save a video of their gameplay. You can even ask for custom timed clips with a command like, "Capture the last 5 minutes." Sony is also improving the social aspects of the share screen feature and party chats inside the PS5 dashboard with a new Friends Who Play title now appearing so you can see which friends are currently playing a game.
I think I've told you this story before. I don't remember. But like when the PS4 was out for like 2 years or whatever, my mom had a friend working at PlayStation headquarters in San whatever it is. I think it's Redwood City, actually, is their US headquarters, which is like in the Bay Area, maybe like 45 minutes away from me, an hour from my childhood home. And she's like, "Hey, we're looking for like people. They need people to like test this like feature or whatever. It's like an all day thing. You get free games, lunch, you get to hang out at the PlayStation campus all day, like that sort of thing." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm in, whatever it is." I'm like in, I don't know, middle school? No, high school at this point? Maybe probably like my freshman year of high school. Anyways, I go to PlayStation and they're testing voice command for PS4 because they don't launch these systems with voice commands because there's too many things like problems that come up. And so it's a software update. So I was testing PS4. They're like, "Okay, now try to make it switch games." They wanted different people's voices and all this kind of stuff. But it was really cool. It was tons of fun. I got my little Sly Cooper badge when I walked in there. It was like, it was awesome. It's tons of fun. So it's awesome. Cool that now PS5 has voice command, even though I don't really use that. It's a great accessibility feature for people. And it's cool that it exists.
It is a great, that's a really good point about accessibility, because I was thinking initially, I was like, I'm never going to use this.
Yeah. But some people probably rely on it. It's
helpful for a lot of people. Yeah.
Definitely.
In regards to Discord, I think it's the right step in the right direction. I think it's very bare bones.
It's perfect.
I'd like to see streaming of video through Discord. I'd like to be able to see chat in Discord.
Yep. I mean, that would be like a whole Discord. I would like
to be able to join independently.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want a whole Discord app.
Right. This seems like the step to the Discord app, but I'm super happy about this feature. When I play with people like my brother who has Discord, does not have a whole setup to like use Discord and play the game and talk through Discord. Now I can just start a call, transfer to my PlayStation, and I'm talking on my computer. He's talking on his PlayStation. We're good to go. Especially like been a huge thing with Destiny this last couple of weeks is like having to switch all over, find my cord to plug into my controller to use these on the PlayStation. I hate that. I wish I could just click a button and be good. I can use this mic now. You know, like that's awesome. Super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited for that. And then one more thing, James, I want to kind of talk to you about is the finals.
Oh, shit.
Which is in closed beta right now. I've requested access a couple months ago, and I've been refreshing my email every day to see if I've been let in. But a lot of people have been gotten in, and a lot of big creators have got to go to Embark Studios and playtest a lot of it. And James, it is nothing but positive stuff. Like nothing but holy positive things about this game. Like I'm so excited. I wasn't expecting it to have this good of reception. They said the matches are quick and fun. The graphics are beautiful. The destruction's incredible. SkillUp has like a 15 minute video on it, and it's perfect. I mean, SkillUp, seriously the best. I'll preach the SkillUp train every time, but definitely check out his video if you're interested. And this game is launching free to play. Like it's just gonna be, it's gonna be big.
Whoa, huge!
It's gonna be really big. Yeah.
Wow.
So, very excited. I have no idea. Like, I don't know how long the rounds last or the types of weapons or anything like that. But people just said you jump in and the experience is fun. Looks like the time to kill is very high. Like it takes a long time to kill someone, which is interesting too. I don't know. Looks pretty awesome. Oh, the big thing is that the destruction is server side instead of on your side. That way everybody sees the exact same destruction that happens at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, somebody gets one destruction, someone else gets another kind of destruction and it looks different and you can't see each other all of a sudden.
Isn't that typically how it is?
It's, no, it's never happened like that, I guess.
What? What about Battlefront? What, how is it for...
He compared it to Battlefield.
Battlefield games.
Yeah, he said that that is all planned stuff. Like there's no, like if something breaks, it is it breaks that way every time, versus like things here break differently in different ways, and so they have to keep it on the server. It's not like, you know, that Battlefield 4 map where the skyscraper falls down and it's the same battlefield kind of that happens there. Like they do that.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about like if you bust a wall down, is it gonna bust a wall down the same way every time?
In this game, yes. I don't know about Battlefield. It'll be interesting to see. But this will be out on, I think, all platforms, but the closed beta is only on PC. I signed up. Even if I get in, I'm sure I'll have to tank the graphics down to nothing, so I probably won't be able to comment on the graphics, which is sucks, but, you know, is what it is.
Yeah.
James, I saw you playing some XCOM this week. What else have you been playing?
It's just XCOM, baby.
I love it. Tell me about it.
It's just, it's great. I can hop in for like a mission, get some research going, maybe move like one step along in my, you know, connecting to different countries and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And trying to establish a network and trying to just going through missions. I was going through this mission this morning before I hopped on. I had like a spare hour. And I was like not ready to get actual work done. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to hop into XCOM. And I worked on this mission for an hour. I thought it was going to take half an hour. But I kept reloading because my soldiers kept dying. And I was like, I just love the... There is a way to do this perfectly. And I have to work the RNG.
Yeah.
And just try and figure out, like, this guy has to make this shot in order for everyone to live.
Yeah.
Or else everyone will die. And I'm like, I really enjoy trying to like figure out ways to position them differently and say, okay, well, this guy, he's going to draw the enemy's attention over here.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to make sure he can move so that this guy can move here and take out this enemy.
Yeah.
I think it's fun for me. It's very strategic. It's very...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love... I still would love to try it sometime. Never played it.
I stream it often on my Discord server.
On the Sour Rangers?
On the Sour Rangers, yeah.
Very epic. Mm-hmm. Love it.
What have you been playing this week?
I've been playing nonstop Destiny.
Wow.
Like, really nonstop. I love it. I can't stop thinking about it. Now that I've finished the campaign and I'm going through the Legendary campaign, which is extremely hard but very rewarding, the story is bad. The story in Lightfall is bad. It's actually like incomprehensible.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Everything else, so good. Which sucks that mm-hmm. tanks the experience when the story's not good. You know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks because the gameplay's perfect. It's exactly what I wanted from Strand, like the new powers or the new subclass and everything. It feels balanced. The new location's awesome. And James, the secret missions, dude. The fact that you can go places and there's like, oh my God, there's an exotic mission here and I had no idea. Like that is awesome really to me. And the way they're just kind of revamping the open spaces to have more events, not just public events, but like the Vex are invading this area, like it's a whole different scale of things that are happening all the time, which is fun. And
cool.
I think the new systems that they have is playing very well into the rest of the game as well. And I still feel like Crucible's a little bit neglected. I don't feel like we're getting enough stuff there, but it sounds like we're having a Crucible big update coming from Bungie soon, which is super good because that's a part that's lacking for me as well. But other than that, the build crafting, never been better. Never, ever been better. Just how they're working with mods and everything. And like, I'm wanting to switch things up big time before each mission. I know this is going to like have a solar burn, so I want to add some solar things. I need more resilience because I'm going to take more damage during this mission. Like, that part is so fun to me. I love it. Back into Destiny and I can't stop. It's got its hold on me.
Awesome.
It's got its hold on me. So yeah, that's it. That's all I've been playing. Literally have, well,
cool.
Yeah, haven't played anything else. That's pretty much it.
It's where at that time.
At that time. But you told me Monster Hunter Rise is on sale half off on PlayStation right now, and I'm very tempted $20. To buy it. Yeah.
Yep.
Which is great. And the deluxe edition is $25, I believe, too, which is like awesome as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all I got today. James, anything else you want to bring up and mention before we wrap up episode 152?
Next week, new audio setup, baby.
James is getting a new microphone, and it's awesome. We're very excited about it.
I have the microphone. I'm just waiting on everything else.
Yeah, on the interface and all that good stuff.
Yep.
Amazing. Thank you guys so much for watching.
Exciting stuff.
Another week. We'll see you next week for episode 152. Peace out, everybody. Huh? Episode 153. Sorry, my bad. Did you say, are we?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, love y'all. See you next time. Bye-bye.